课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 18 Personal Qualities Unit 1 About a Woman Basic Expressions
She's a very friendly person.
She's really down to earth.
She's a very forgiving person.
People love to be around her.
She's a very open person.
She's in really good shape.
She's cold and aloof.
She's a real softy.
She gets hurt so easily.
She's too skinny. Dialogues. 1. A good woman. Conversation 1. An attractive woman.
Look, here comes Nancy. She's really pretty.
She certainly is. I think she is one of the most attractive women on campus.
Everyone says she is really cute.
Yes, she's very lovely.
Conversation 2. A friendly woman. I am having dinner with Nancy tonight. She is a very friendly person.
Yes, she's always in a good mood. She never says anything bad about anyone.
She is just a joy to be around. I am really looking forward to having dinner with her this evening.
I'm happy for you.
Conversation 3. A kind woman.
Look, Wendy sent me a card for my birthday.
Oh, she is such a nice person. She tries to remember everyone. And she is so polite and gentle.
I agree. She is really down to earth. And she is a very forgiving person. We had a little argument last month, but she has never mentioned it again. She is always very kind and supportive.
Conversation 4. An intelligent woman.
I had a meeting with Janet Smith this morning. She's a very sharp businesswoman.
Yes, I know Janet. She and I used to work together. She's a very smart person. Janet can be very tough, but she is always fair and honest. And she is always prepared. She does her homework before she begins any project.
2. A charming woman.Conversation 1. A dynamic woman.
I ran into the most amazing woman at the conference last week. Her name is Brenda Lopez.
Oh, yes. Brenda made a great presentation at the conference. Her presentation was very funny, original, exciting, and full of surprises.
I agree. I was in the audience during her talk. I was so impressed that I introduced myself to her. She's charismatic, dynamic,determined and intelligent.
She's one of the most charming women I have ever met.
Conversation 2. An attractive woman.
I just heard that our department is about to get a new supervisor. Her name is Joanne Franklin.
Wow, that is actually very good news. I worked with Joanne before. She makes everybody feel good. People love to be around her.
That is good news. What else do you know about her?
She is a very open person. She is very easy to talk to. And everyone who meets her says she has a witty sense of humor. And of course, she is very attractive. I think you will really enjoy working with her. She is one of the most charming women I know.
Conversation 3. A beautiful woman.
Did you see the new secretary over in the legal department? She is absolutely gorgeous, an amazing bombshell. You are right. I met her this morning. She has the most fantastic chiseled features. She has beautiful dark hair and eyes, and she has a voluptuous, sexy figure. She is exquisite. And you can tell she works out. She's in really good shape.
3. A flawed, imperfect woman. Conversation 1. An arrogant woman.
I was just introduced to the new boss. I think she's going to be a very difficult woman. She's smart, but she's just so cocky.
What do you mean when you say cocky?
She's cold and aloof. She is very businesslike, not friendly at all. She knows exactly what she wants done. She won't listen to an idea or opinion from anyone else. She's a very demanding woman.
Conversation 2. A weak, fragile woman.
I had a date with the girl who sits in front of me in my evening college class. She's nice, but she's a real softy.
What do you mean? She's very pretty, and she looks to be in great shape. So, what is the problem?
You are right when you say she is beautiful, but she's shy and very self-conscious. She's strong physically, but she's fragile emotionally. She gets hurt so easily. She cries over nothing at all. Small comments upset her for no reason.
Conversation 3. Unattractive women.
We interviewed several women to model our new line of women's business suits today. Most of the models were acceptable, but I think we will not be able to hire these two women.
I did not see the applicants. What seems to be the problem?
Well, the first applicant is a very good-looking woman, but she's overweight for her age. She looks trim and sexy, but she needs to lose some belly fat to look good in our new outfits.
Okay. What is wrong with the other model?
She was well-dressed, but she is too skinny. She is almost emaciated. She has thin cheeks, a deflated chest, withered arms, and toothpick legs. The market for our clothes consists of professional women who are in good physical shape. This woman simply doesn't look good in our outfits.
Well, you are in charge of advertising. I will support your decision. Unit 2. About a man. Basic expressions.
He's very cultivated and cultured.
He'll be a very valuable asset.
He's a wonderful man.
He's terrific with his students.
He's adorable.
He's arrogant and intolerant.
Your appearance is a mess.
He has a terrible reputation at work.
He can't make any decisions.
I really don't think you'll be happy with him. Dialogues. 1. A good man. Conversation 1. A talented man.
Have you met the new head of the advertising department yet?
No, not yet. I was just going up to see him. What was your impression of him?
He's very impressive. He seems smart, talented, and very capable. He discussed his plans for a new advertising campaign with me in detail. He is a very organized, intelligent person. He has a lot of confidence.
This is good to know. Do you have any other insights about him?
He's very cultivated and cultured. He seems to know a great deal about music and art. He can speak intelligently about almost any subject. Honestly, he is a real inspiration.
He sounds terrific. I think he will be a very valuable asset for our company.
Conversation 2. A kind man.
I just came from my daughter's new school. I met her new teacher, Mr. Smith.
What did you think of Mr. Smith?
He seems to be a wonderful man. He was very kind and warm to my daughter. He wants her to be happy in her new classroom.
Did he say anything else?
Well, he has an excellent sense of humor. He was very funny and humorous. He told a number of funny jokes and stories.
I am not surprised. I have heard a lot of nice things about Mr. Smith. Everyone says he is a gentle and loving person. He is terrific with his students. Other parents say that he is very understanding and forgiving. He really is quite a guy.
Yes, he really is a terrific teacher. I am so glad that my daughter was assigned to his class.
Conversation 3. An attractive man.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Linda.
Have you seen the new doctor up on the hospital's fourth floor?
I sure have.
He's absolutely gorgeous.
I agree. He sure is cute.
He's more than cute. He is adorable. I spoke to him earlier. He is charming and intelligent as well as attractive. And he is so athletic. He is in excellent physical shape.
Jennifer, it sounds like you are developing a crush on him.
I think I am, Linda.
2. A bad man. Conversation 1. A mean man.
I was just interviewed for the new sales manager position. I spoke with Mr. Jenkins, the vice president for personnel. I sure am glad that interview is over.
I understand. He has a reputation as a cold, hard man.
That is an understatement.
From the way you are speaking, I guess it must have been a very difficult interview.
He is such a jerk. He's arrogant and intolerant. He picked apart every single thing I said.
He must be very hard to get to know.
I don't want to get to know him. He's so mean. I just want to stay away from him. Conversation 2. A messy, dirty man.
Frank, as your boss, I feel that I must discuss a problem with you.
What problem, sir?
Frank, I am going to be very direct, blunt with you. Your appearance is a mess.
What do you mean?
There are a number of problems, Frank. First, your appearance. Your clothes are dirty and unkempt. Your shirt and pants are not pressed. You need to bathe, comb your hair, and shave. I do not wish to be insulting, but your appearance is simply not acceptable. You meet with customers every day. You represent our company.
I understand. I will try to improve the way I look.
Unfortunately, it is not just your personal grooming. Your work area is also untidy and disheveled. There are papers everywhere, including some of our customers' personal information. I do not know how you find any of your work. And several customers have commented on the careless way you treat their confidential information. This is also unacceptable.
I am sorry, sir. I will clean and organize my office right away.
Very good, Frank. I will accept your word that things will improve. But this is a warning. If things do not improve, I will have to find someone else to perform your job. Conversation 3. A weak man.
Janet, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Linda. What's going on?
I want to talk to you about Tom, your new boyfriend.
Okay, what seems to be the problem?
I hate to interfere in your personal life, but I am very worried about you. I used to work with Tom. I know him pretty well. He is a very selfish person. He only thinks about himself. And he is very lazy. He had a terrible reputation at work.
I can't believe you are talking about Tom this way.
Please, Janet, this is for your own good. I am your friend, and I am concerned about your new relationship. Tom is weak. He was a total incompetent at work. People used to push him around and tell him what to do. He cannot make any decisions. He does not have a mind of his own.
Do you really think he is that bad?
I am sorry to say that I do. I don't think Tom will ever be successful, and I really don't think you will be happy with him.
Then I am glad you told me all this, Linda. I will stop dating Tom now, before this relationship gets serious. Thank you so much. I know telling me this was hard for you.